Did you know that most of your body is under 2 years old? Or that some of what you eat today will stay in you for the rest of your life? Did you know that it's possible to age backwards, that food affects mood, or that eating rainbows is good for you? The average person makes over 200 food-related decisions every single day. But how often do we pause to ask, why am I eating this? Is it working for me? Eating for your well-being starts with awareness. It's not about labeling foods good or bad, or strict dieting. It's about understanding how food works and how your body responds to the foods you eat. Take a moment to consider what you use food for. For many, it's energy. For some, it can be social, for pleasure, or comfort. And for others, nutrition is the goal. Really, it's all of these. If we look at the whole process of eating, it starts with hunger, an unpleasant sensation that grows stronger until we satisfy it. Its job is to tell us that the body needs nutrients. Vibrant colors on fruit and vegetables catch our eyes and tell us they're at their ripest. The vitamin content when ripe is far higher than unripe. Nowadays, we have packaging and fake colors in foods to attract us, regardless of their health benefits. The same applies to flavors. Natural foods that we're meant to eat taste great to us, but sweeteners and flavor enhancers can make foods that we would not enjoy otherwise taste good. These can even desensitize our taste buds, making natural food taste bland. The good news is our taste buds can be reset by avoiding flavor enhancers for just 1 month. Then we can fully enjoy the flavors of simple, unprocessed foods. The next step in the process, once we've made our choice, is to eat the food. If our digestive systems aren't irritated by something they can't tolerate, the food gets broken down and dissolved into its tiniest parts, which are then used as building blocks to create every cell, tissue, and organ in our bodies, while also providing fuel to make them run. Nutrients are like letters in the alphabet. To make any word, we need just a few letters. To make sentences, we need more. To write paragraphs, chapters, and full volumes, we need an abundant supply of letters. Our complex bodies, with billions of cells being created hourly, equates to libraries of books being written every day. In a very real sense, we are all bodybuilders. Healthy eating is as important as any pension plan if we want a good quality of life when we get older. Everything we see on the outside, our skin, hair, nails, and everything underneath, muscles, bones, nerves, brain tissue, is affected by our food. How they look and how well they work will depend greatly on the quality of the building materials available. In many ways, we can slow down or even reverse some aspects of the aging process by nourishing the body well. Some of the cells created from our next meal, like bone cells, will last for decades, perhaps even for the rest of our lives. Food affects mood. We can give ourselves the best fuel sources to run on, ones that give us consistent energy and mood, rather than highs and lows. Low energy equals low mood. Hunger, anyone? Intolerances to foods, along with causing discomfort and illness, can increase our stress levels. Then we might react through fight, flight, freeze, or fawn, simply because we ate something that doesn't suit us. A good supply of nutrients helps us build robust immune systems that are more capable of handling bacterial and viral invaders that will cause infections. Satisfying our nutritional needs supports the creation of hormones and neurotransmitters that we need for balance and to feel good. So what are the main nutrients our bodies need? Number one, water. 2/3 of our bodies and most of our blood is water. We get blood tests at the doctor. But do we nourish healthy circulatory systems? Water also regulates our temperature and flushes waste so that we can detoxify our bodies from all it doesn't want. Number two, proteins. These provide the structure of most of the cells in our bodies. They're all important, but some, called non-essential, can be created in our bodies from other proteins, while the essential proteins must be eaten. We can get them from meat, fish, eggs, nuts, seeds, beans, and legumes. Number three, fats. Fats have been given bad press. We need them for energy, lubrication of joints, insulation of our nerves and organs, and for vitamin transport through the body. It's the simple, unprocessed ones, like those from vegetables, that our bodies work best with. That said, some of the fats from animal sources do work very well in our bodies too. Number 4, carbohydrates. These come from plants that give us the energy they've captured from the sun. The closer they are to their natural state, the better. Most of us don't need as much as we eat though, and the extra energy gets stored as body fat. Think of this as money in the bank that you can spend on developing fitness through exercise. Number 5, vitamins. There are many vitamins, but generally these are classified into fat-soluble and water-soluble. Getting these from food sources is ideal, although sometimes supplementation is necessary. Number 6, minerals. Again, there are many different minerals, present in most foods, but salt is a main source. Processed table salts don't have the full spectrum of minerals, which can then throw off our mineral balance, while natural sea salts tend to be much better. In a nutshell, a wide variety of natural foods gives us the best chance of receiving the full spectrum of nutrients we need for good health. The last step in the food process is waste removal. Without going into too many details, this can tell us a lot about how well our bodies are tolerating our diet. Excessive bloating, gas, irregular bowel movements, diarrhea, or constipation all point at a digestive system that is struggling. More and more people are becoming aware of intolerances to wheat and other grains, dairy, sugars, and more. Pay close attention to how you feel immediately after eating, but also in the following 24 to 48 hours to help identify foods that might trigger you. So if eating well is so important, why is it so hard? There are 3 big reasons. First, convenience culture. Fast food is faster than thinking about food. Often, we have it eaten before we've really considered what we're eating. Misinformation. Labels scream low fat, keto, natural, high protein. But what do these even mean? And what do they mean for us? Emotional eating. We use food for comfort, stress relief, and sometimes even boredom. We're surrounded by conflicting advice and clever marketing, but nutritional awareness cuts through the noise. It's not about fear, it's about curiosity and knowledge. Let me give you 6 simple habits to raise your nutritional awareness starting today. Read labels like a detective. If the ingredient list sounds like a chemistry exam, put it back. 2, think colors. More colors on your plate usually means more nutrients. Eat the rainbow. And no, I don't mean Skittles. 3, pause before you eat. Check in with your body. Am I hungry? Am I bored, tired, or stressed? 4, hydrate first. We often confuse thirst with hunger. Drink water, then see if you're still hungry. Add a dash of juice and a pinch of salt to hydrate even faster. 5, eat before shopping. Hunger will create cravings for quick energy foods. Once you put them in the trolley, you will eat them at home. 6, trial and error. There are many fad diets that people swear by. You will have to figure out what works best for you. Becoming nutritionally aware doesn't just change what's on your plate. It changes your life. You'll notice more stable energy, fewer mood swings, better sleep, less mindless eating, and, maybe the most important, a stronger relationship with your body. And here's the beautiful part. Your choices influence others. When your kids, co-workers, or friends see you making conscious choices, it plants a seed, normalizing healthy habits. So here's my challenge to you. For the next 24 hours, be curious. Don't change everything. Just pay attention. Read your labels. Pause before you snack. Add 1 vegetable to your next meal. Drink water first. That's how change starts. Not with a complete life overhaul, but with 1 small conscious bite at a time. Thank you for listening. And here's to eating smarter, feeling better, and living with awareness.